In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Voice Journal, episode 5. Wow, it's been an amazing summer so far. I'm so happy I'm able to spend the time with my kids. And I feel like we've explored a lot of different places. And it's not like the fanciest places. It's just like the basic places that you would probably usually go to. But we've been exploring Long Island, and that's been great for us. I took them to the Long Island Sea Aquarium, and it was a very good learning experience for them just to see all the different sea animals, the creatures and stuff like that. But it's definitely taken me a little bit away from my business and like my overall things that I've been wanting to do. But I would rather have this time with them and have memories that they can always have instead of, oh, mommy was always working or something like that. But business is about networking. And I've been trying to go to different networking events. And if you are a business owner or you're trying to get into some type of business, you definitely need to go to as many events as possible just to network, because you never know who you're going to meet with. And I went to this amazing event not too long ago, and I've met like nutritionists, I've met some motivational speakers, you know, I've just met a bunch of people. And then I also had the opportunity to work with the Big Baller Brand and, you know, do the scorebook, and I had no idea what I was doing, but it was an amazing experience, and I'm glad that I didn't shun away from it. Anything that is motivating or challenging or just an overall great experience, I don't think that you should turn away from it, especially if it's to promote your business or to help create different relationships with different people that you usually wouldn't encounter in your everyday-to-day life. So now that I'm home, I'm able to like really fully 100% appreciate being a homeowner. And one of the things about being a homeowner is your property, your landscaping needs, and all the things that you need to do for your property. There's a great company, Escobar Landscapers. They're a newly formed landscaping business, and I really think they're gonna do great. You should look them up. They have a website, which is escobarlandscapers.com. It's spelled ESCOBARLANDSCAPERS.com, and their phone number is 917-370-9142. I believe they're also on Instagram if you just look up Escobar Landscapers, but they do everything like gutter cleaning, power wash, and you can call them and they'll give you a free estimate. They also have an email address, which is info@escobarlandscapers.com. their newly formed business. And I think that as business owners, we have to promote each other. There's no better way to do that by just standing on your own. You have to network and be able to be versatile and work with different people in different parts of the world, basically. But yeah, being a homeowner is a lot of work. But if you put in the time, and obviously it takes money to, you know, do the upkeep of your house. So it's a challenge, but I'm so grateful for owning my first home. I've been living here for like 4 years now, so it's great in Freeport, Long Island. Shout out to all my Long Islanders. Strong Island is what they say. But yeah, I'm just enjoying the summer with my kids, and I believe there's another event or two that I'm trying to get into. I think one of them was sold out, and I think it's like youth entrepreneurs or something like that. And I'm sure I have it on my Instagram, but I try to follow everybody on Instagram because, again, you have to network, you have to be able to work with different people. And I always tell you guys, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. It's Nikki Marie _ radio. And then I'll be heading to Miami next month. I'm so excited about that because I haven't seen my mom in a while. And I know for people out there, if you have your mom or your dad in your life, not to see them every day or every other day or twice a month or something like that, it's like a, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I have a mental breakdown because I haven't seen my mom in so long. I only see her maybe like once a year, and we talk to each other like every day. Like, we may not even have anything to talk about, but we'll talk to each other every single day. And I do the same thing kind of with my dad. Like, with my dad, it's a little bit different because he's working these long hours at a hospital, and I can barely get him on the phone unless it's on a Saturday. So I'll probably talk to him maybe like every other Saturday. But I think when we have our family in our lives and the different things that we do or want to do, it makes it so much easier to have that support. So just, you know, keep your family first. Do all your upkeeps that you need to do in your house. Take some time, spend with your kids. These are memories that you'll never get back. You know, I'm teaching my daughter, she's 4. I'm teaching her how to cook, just like basic things. Like, we made white rice, and some people still, as adults, don't know how to make rice. You know, sorry to say if I'm calling you out, putting you out there, but some people really don't know how to make rice. And then we just made some dough, because I made some dumplings. So, I mean, just like those little things, they'll always remember and be able to keep with them. But yeah, that's all I have to say on this episode of Voice Journal. I love doing voice journals because it's never really something that I have to prepare for. It's just like whatever is on my mind at the moment. And I'm sure I'm probably forgetting a few things, but I'll have another voice journal, and hopefully you'll stay tuned for that and keep listening and supporting my journey as I go on in this radio world that we have, or this podcast world. So yeah, stay tuned. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day, my beautiful people.